RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. It's good to be here reviewing a campground with you.
Yeah, and where are we going?
Well, this week we are going to one of our very favorite places in the entire country, which is Midcoast Maine, and we are reviewing the campground called Moorings Oceanfront RV Resort in Belfast, Maine.
It's in Belfast, and as Stephanie mentioned, it's in the area known as Midcoast. It is directly on the Penobscot Bay. A note for people who are not used to Maine, the bays are actually the ocean to some degree, so they use those terms interchangeably because the coastline is so craggy. So it's called an oceanfront resort, but yet it's on the Penobscot Bay. But it all works out in the end. You're right on the
Don't
water.
Don't worry too much about it.
Don't worry too much. You're about an hour away from Acadia National Park, actually an hour west of Acadia National Park, even though you got to take a roundabout way to get there. And then you are about 2 hours north east of Portland, Maine.
Yeah, and we really wanted to do a review of this campground, which we've mentioned before on our other podcast, and we've also written about, but we never did a review on Campground of the Week. And, you know, you all know how much we love Acadia National Park, and we've done extensive trip planners for Acadia. But really, we love going to Acadia almost as much because we get to stop every time at Midcoast Maine.
For us, you don't drive straight to Acadia.
Nope.
Not without stopping in Midcoast.
There's so many places we love right around here.
Yeah, and I mean, there are some just gorgeous towns in that area. For instance, Booth Bay Harbor, Camden, Lincolnville, and then, of course, Belfast, where Moorings is located.
Now, this campground is a private campground, and one of the most important factors is that it is waterfront. Now, whenever we post pictures of this campground, people are like, where is that? Because it is very difficult along the East Coast to get those campgrounds that are actually right on the water.
And so you can actually check out gorgeous pictures of this campground as well at their website at mooringscamp.com. And the photos are really stunning. So if you can get one of the sites that are close to the water, which we'll talk more about later, you want to make sure you bring your camera so you get some bragging rights on that RV spot.
All right. So like we said, this is a private campground. It's family owned. A couple bought it a couple of years ago. And they've really been looking to invest a lot in the campground and have been trying to make it their own and put their own specific mark on it. No memberships, you know, discounts are available. Now, size-wise, though, this is a small campground.
I counted less than 50 sites.
Not a lot of sites
on the campground map.
And that's important.
It is important. And that makes it charming and cozy. And many of the sites give you some kind of view of the water because it's like on a hill that slopes down towards the bay. I'm not saying you have a gorgeous view of water from every site, but from a lot of the sites you do, you really see the water. So what they have all full hookups right now, right? So cable, water, electric, and they have some 20, some 30, and some 50 amp. So sewer on every site. They have 8 premium oceanfront sites. And we stayed on one of the premium oceanfront sites, and they are gorgeous. Then there are five large premium ocean view pull-through sites. That's the second row. And they're pull-through sites. You still have a very nice view of the water. Then there's 26 standard ocean view sites. I mean, they're pretty much saying that
there's
like an
back
ocean
in.
View on all of them.
Yeah, but when you back in, they're like along the side of the hill. So when you back in, it's kind of like you would look forward and you'd have to like look to your right and see the water.
Then they also have five large ocean view pull-through sites at the top of the hill. And remember, that slope really can give you a great view at the top or the bottom. We just love those bottom sites because you're just a few steps away from walking down onto their private beach. Then they also have some sites that they save as seasonal sites, but most of the sites are for transient campers that are coming through and visiting the area.
Yes, transient campers, but also repeat customers. So this campground is one of those types of campgrounds that draws people back year after year. So we actually had to luck out with a cancellation to get in here because we hadn't booked far in advance. We were determined to stop here. And so we called and called and called and called.
I called every day for maybe 10 days. And this is just teaches you that lesson that if you're really desperate to get into a place, you might get lucky. We did get lucky about 3 days before leaving, and we booked that site because we were going up to Acadia and we wanted to tack on some time in Midcoast Maine. So I got that cancellation. I was good to go. It's a small campground, so it's not easy to book this campground. You do need to book it in advance, sheerly because there's so few sites.
And how much is it going to cost you?
Price range, I think, is very reasonable, considered the beauty of the campground and that waterfront location. It's $55 to $84, depending on the season and the location of the site. So if it's, you know, if it's high season and you're in one of the better sites, it's going to get up towards $80-some dollars a night.
All right. Now, what kind – let's talk amenities. I would say that the amenities are the view and the beach.
The amenities are incredibly limited. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a kayak launch, meaning you can just bring your kayak and launch it on their private beach. They have horseshoes and a small playground. There's coffee in the office, little tiny camp store, not much for sale there, clean showers and bathrooms, laundry facility. There's not much there in the way of amenities. It didn't matter to us at all.
No. This is one of those just simple, beautiful campgrounds. So the star of the show, of course, like we said, it's on this big hill. You walk down steps to a beach. Now, beaches in Maine, there's some sand ones, but there's not many sand ones. Most of them are very rocky. And this has a mixture of rock and sand. It's tidal. So when the tide comes in, the water is going to come all the way up, right, really, to those rocks that lead up to the campground.
Dramatic tides.
Yeah.
And then when the tide pulls out, there's going to be tide pools for playing, and the boys could explore for hours and hours and hours.
And
they never got bored.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
Now, there are some scheduled activities. They do some kind of festive things, like they do donut days on Sundays. They do a potluck happy hour by the sea every Friday. They do a big 4th of July holiday barbecue weekend. So they do fun communal things like that. So you want to check the calendar or ask what they might be doing while you're there.
It has a very social type of feeling at this campground. The folks are very friendly. And in fact, we met some people at the campground that we still like chat back and forth with on social media because it just they're very welcoming. And the people that go there that return a lot are excited to meet new folks.
Hi, Wendy.
Yeah.
From Feeding Friends.
Yeah. And she just, you know, one of the very first nights, it was like, hi, you know, and just chatted. And it's just that kind of a place. People are very friendly there.
And again, back to the point that makes it hard to book because a lot of people come every summer and they reserve their site and they do also do weekly and monthly rates.
All right. Wi-Fi
now,
and cell service.
Wi-Fi was sketchy. And all over this area of Maine, straight into Acadia National Park, Wi-Fi is sketchy. Phone service worked fine.
Yeah, we actually had to go into town to a restaurant with Wi-Fi in order to be able to just do a little work that we needed to get done. So definitely plan ahead for that.
All right, some insider details. If you can bring a kayak, if you can borrow a kayak, if you can rent a kayak, and they don't rent them there. I mean, like rent one from somebody in town. Try to kayak here, right? It's a gorgeous place to launch a kayak. The water's crystal clear. The water is also surprisingly swimmable. And in the summer months, you can hop off the kayak or just go for a swim right on the beach. And it is warmer than you might think. Another insider detail, premium site number one is incredible because it is parallel to the water where all of the other sites, the other premium sites, are perpendicular. So this one, you're going to set up your rig and just be fully facing the water. The view is incredible. Good luck booking premium site number one.
Yeah, that tells if you got it.
And also, the premium sites at the edge of the water, and there's a drop-off there, right? It's not like the beach is right there. There's a little cliff and there's stairs. But the premium sites there are a little hard for a big rig to back into. We had our 33-foot Whitehawk, and I had to go down the street the wrong way, which they told me to do, to get into the site. So if you have a very big rig, I might not want to book one of those premium sites if you're, say, 35 feet or bigger. If you're under 30 feet, you should be totally fine for one of the premiums.
All right. Now, nobody's perfect. And this campground I dream about going back to all the time, it's just heaven on earth to me in terms of the scenery. But what
the location,
the location,
perfect.
The scenery, what it, yeah, it's just a gorgeous, and also just the friendliness, and it feels like a small, really traditional campground feel to it. But what did you pick for nobody's perfect?
I think that they can improve the playground. It's practically a backyard playground. Mm-hmm. And even though, like, the Boys didn't care because they're on the beach the whole time, that's just something that any campground can improve at a reasonable cost. And, you know, someone like Wesley's age would probably really appreciate maybe a little bit of a nicer playground. It wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, old and stinky. It just was kind of like one of those really nice backyard playgrounds.
All right. Now, another thing that I would – and this isn't really a criticism because I'm not sure if they can fix it. But the roads, because it's on a hill, they're very steep. They're, it's not a good bike riding campground. So, you know, even though it would be nice for the kids to be able to ride their bike around a campground that doesn't
have a
ton –
You don't think they should just level the whole thing out and get rid of that beautiful slope there that gives everybody a view? Yeah. The kids – I mean, the kids
you
could probably –
You can't ride your bike.
Well, they could probably get into some trouble riding their bikes there, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. A lot of wipeouts, I think, would happen there. So it was just not that kind of a place where you would want to do bike riding. All right. Now, that is our review of the Moorings Oceanfront RV Resort in Belfast, Maine.
And again, look, I love this campground. I don't know if the word resort should be in the name of
right.
it.
Right. That's an example maybe of when that word is used more to indicate something special. You know, and I think that it's true. Sometimes they do that. Like, it has waterfront views.
This is probably one of our five favorite mm-hmm. campgrounds for place. Both of us. We love it. I can't wait to get back there. I just want to call it a resort.
All right. Well, before we head into talking about all the activities and attractions and food in this area, we want to take a second to thank our sponsors. First, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. And there is a Yogi Bear in Maine somewhere. We haven't gone there yet, though. So visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
And they're allowed to be called resorts a lot of them.
Well, and they are. Now, we also need to thank our friends at Jayco.
Yeah, since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together. Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year limited warranty. Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around the campfire with a Jayco nearby. For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com.
This would be a great campground for like a Jayco hybrid or even a pop-up camper, right? To open up the canvas and to get the breeze blowing in off the bay. It would be quite lovely. And you're not allowed to tent camp here, by the way.
Ooh.
And I think that's partly because it gets a bit windy off the bay. That's
right.
My guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good to know.
Now, regional highlights, we could do an entire show on Midcoast Maine, and maybe we should
at some point. We probably should do a trip planner on
show.
The Maine. Yeah.
And by the way, we did a Go RVing blog post, I believe, last year on Midcoast Maine. We should link to that in the show notes, and I'll show you some pictures of this campground and things to do in the area. Now, when you talk,
can I say also way back in the day before we were even RVFTA, when we were just the live little campers blogging for Jayco, we did a post on their
blog too. Can we dig back and link to that?
I don't
one
know
too?
If we can find it. Yeah.
Oh, I think we can find it. Now, when you talk regional highlights, I think you need to start by talking about downtown Belfast. Downtown Belfast is right around the corner from the campground. I mean, you could ride your bike there. We didn't do that. We drove into town.
It's actually a nice bike ride, too, because you go over the nice bridge, which is, you know, it's a beautiful bridge going over.
And it is really a classic town. There are bookstores. There are pubs. There's shopping. There's all kinds of things to do there. And it's a wonderful town for a stroll. And you can take a stroll along the water, kind of along the docks and past some of the stores. And it is a gorgeous place just to go for a walk, grab a cup of coffee, and maybe have lunch or something like that.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those downtowns where we've got the introduction of, like, the cheese shop. Like, I got some great cheeses when we were there. And, like, the olive oil tasting. And the toy store that's, like, that very, like, oh, wooden toys and everything. It's just that kind of downtown where there's something for everyone.
Authentic.
Wine shop. Yeah, really strong on just these sort of small businesses, very niche products.
And it didn't feel overly touristy in a cheesy way, right?
Not at all.
We also highly recommend the Belfast Co-op for getting some great organic groceries and also to have lunch.
We super had granola people. If you want to get
granola. Okay.
We love it.
There's a place to sit and eat lunch there too. So you can order delicious sandwiches, little pizzas, everything.
Soups were fantastic.
The food was wonderful. Yeah. I wouldn't miss the Belfast Co-op. It also gives you a real slice of what people are like in the area.
Absolutely. And that is part of this Midcoast Maine culture. Right now, a lot of people have, you know, kind of moved into the area that are very focused on sort of local farming and food sources and maybe some more vegetarian lifestyles and everything. So there's very much of a strain of that in the culture here.
Now, the Belfast City Park, from what I remember, is kind of on the other side of downtown Belfast. I mean, which is not very far.
No,
it's not a huge town. The Belfast City Park has, I think, the nicest playground I've ever been to in America. And it almost kind of makes up for the fact that the campground doesn't have much of a playground. This playground is gorgeous.
Yeah. Lately, there's been some playgrounds that have been built around the United States that have tried to, instead of like standing out from the landscape with like blue plastic and red plastic and everything, it's tried to sort of like use the landscape a little bit and kind of feel like kids are almost like rock scrambling and things like that within the landscape. So that's this type of park. The slide is like built into the side of a hill going
and
down.
And it's like silver, like instead of those plastic colors.
Like there's a lot of net, like rope climbing, things like that. Interesting swings.
Right.
Yeah.
The boys spent about 3 hours there. I would certainly, if you have kids, I would certainly plan on bringing a picnic lunch and spending a morning
or an
afternoon
there. Well, there's a city pool there too that you can pay
to get
into.
Which we didn't use, but yeah, there's a large city pool there.
So
too.
That's definitely an entire day. If you want to spend an entire day at the city park, you can. You could shop downtown and then go there for the rest of the day.
Now, there's other great downtowns nearby, too. So downtown Camden is about 30 minutes away, and that's a little bit more upscale, a little bit more expensive, a little bit less sort of organic and granola-y.
Yeah, Camden's super. That is more touristy. It's still charming and beautiful and really
but more gentrified.
Picturesque. You know, Maine town, like as picturesque as it gets with the harbor. If you want that classic Maine photograph of the harbor and
well, what you do is you go to Camden Hill State Park and you go to the top of Mount Batty and then you look down on Camden Harbor and the town. And that's, you've probably seen that picture before because that is a calendar worthy picture of coastal Maine.
Yeah. So that's definitely worth a trip. And we actually camped at Camden Hills State Park one time too.
And that's about half an hour away. Now there's also downtown Lincolnville, which blink and you'll miss it, but there's a couple really cool things there. There's a sand beach there that's great for swimming.
Our kids love it.
We go there every time we're in Maine, the Lincolnville Beach. There's McLaughlin's Lobster Shack, which has this nice open lawn outside so you can eat outside and the kids can run around and play. And I thought the food was delicious.
Oh, yeah. Get your lobster right out of the tank. It's classic Maine Lobster Shack.
And then basically right next to Lincolnville Beach, there's a coffee and tea shop called Green Tree Coffee and Tea. High-end coffees, high-end teas. Really good stuff. I brought some bags of coffee home from that place as well. Now, you're an hour away from Acadia National Park.
Yeah, so it's a day trip.
It is a day trip.
If you want it to be.
We know people that have camped at moorings and they just go up to Acadia for a day or two. I mean, that's not the way we roll. Like,
right.
We're going to do like a two-stop trip and stay at Acadia. But you can get to Acadia for a day trip easily.
The people that were camping next to us unplugged their little, they're like little Class B motorhome that they had. They unplugged it in the morning. They left for Acadia and they were back after dinner. You know, they just went up for the day. They probably went up into Acadia, did the loop road. You know, maybe went into Bar Harbor for dinner And then came home.
But I'd go with a plan. Don't just, you know, just don't go into Acadia in the middle of July or August and not really know where you're going. You could end up wasting some time figuring out where to park, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's so much more to do in Midcoast Maine. I really suggest that you explore it a little bit more. Go check out our post for Go RVing. And if we can find that old post from the Jayco Journal, we'll link to that as well.
Yeah. And I also want to say just one more thing that is truly a highlight was the Booth Bay Botanical Gardens. So we...
A little bit of a further drive. Wonderful.
But it is seriously an amazing experience. It's a beautiful place. So if you are into botanical gardens, you know, there's some people that love that stuff and there's some people like, oh my goodness, like seriously. but if you love a good botanical garden, this is one of the best I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot.
Now this summer, we're not getting up to Midcoast. We're not getting up to Acadia, but I'm so thankful we are squeezing in a coastal Maine trip all the way at the end of the summer for about 4 days. And we're going to go to a new really cool campground, which we'll get a review of for you at the end of the summer in Kennebunkport.
All right.
If you go to Maine, you need the insurance.
You absolutely do. And the best kind to have, I guess, is the Progressive kind, right? Because it covers everything. So you can add your RV insurance with another Progressive policy, like auto, motorcycle, or boat. And it's a great way to save money when you are out on the road seeing the sights. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV for more info.
And a big thank you to our other sponsors, to Jayco and to Yogi Bear, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and we will see you in Midcoast Maine at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.